Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Hey friend, do you ever get stuck in a funk? And it's like this negative energy, you're just moody, and you know what? It comes to a point where you're like, I'm so done. I don't want to feel this way. I want to snap out of it, but I don't even know how to do it. Yeah, if you relate with that, this episode is for you. Hey mama, welcome back to another episode of Emotionally Healthy Legacy. As you can hear, I'm not feeling 100%, so my nose is kind of stuffy. I apologize that you have to listen to me like that, but either way, I'm just so inspired today, and I have an opportunity to record this podcast episode. The kids are at grandma's, and here it is, okay? So I want to tell you about things that I do to feel better when I'm in a funk. Of course, we all have times and days where we're just like things are just not going well. We just want to just crawl under the bed or the blanket and just be by ourselves and be alone. You know, that typically happens for me around PMS. There are days outside of that, but usually for me, it's like when I'm PMSing and I'm just like, oh, I'm just like, my brain is in a funk. I don't want to be around anyone. I want to be left alone. Just get away from me. And I'm in this like negative mood and energy. And honestly, I don't like being like that. I don't like being in negative energy. I don't like feeling in a funk. I feel like it's not serving me. I feel like it's not serving my family well either. And I don't show up as my best self when I'm in a funk like that. So today I want to share with you some things that I do that will be helpful for you. It's like positive things that support your mental health. I'm not saying they're easy to do. They're simple. And it really does take intentionality. I have the list written down for myself that I can refer to when I'm kind of in one of those days and I just need a snap out of it, okay? So here are the things that help me. Number one, getting off social media. I know, right? When we're in a funk, we actually want to be on our phones. And we just want to escape the reality. We don't like what we're feeling. We just want to be on our phones and scroll through it. And believe me, I've been there. I've done that. And you know what happens when we do that? We usually feel even worse. Why? Because we compare ourselves with the people that are on social media. We see that everyone's life is so doing great and they look great. And we are just like, ugh. And our life just feels like, ugh, you know, and I get it. I've been there. But you know what? When I do get off social media and I just take a break, if you need to even delete the app off your phone for a couple days, it just feels better because you're just not looking at all those things that are triggering for you. Okay? So that is my number one thing, is get off social media. Get off your phone, period. Okay? Number two is, I heard this quote years ago. When you feel your worst, dress your best. It really does affect you and it really makes a difference, right? So if you're just feeling in a funk, you're typically not going to do your hair, you're not going to do your makeup, you're just in your, I don't know, sweats, and you come to the mirror and you're just looking frumpy and just messy. How does that make you feel about yourself? Not really good. I'll be honest, it makes me feel even worse. It does not push me to want to like show up and be productive and feel good. And it's okay to have days like that, right? But there comes a time where you're just like, I just want to snap out of it. I don't want to feel this way anymore. So here's my advice for you. do your hair, put some makeup on, and put on a cute outfit. I promise you, you will feel better. Is it going to get you completely out of your funk? No, it's not. But it really does help our mental health. It helps us show up better for the day. You feel so much more confident and better about yourself. Like a cute outfit and a little bit of makeup and hair can really transform how you show up for the day. Like when you go out in public or outside for a walk with your kids, you just feel so much better about yourself. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. You can just put on some leggings and a cute shirt and maybe even a cap and just do a little bit of makeup and cute tennis shoes and just... Oh, mama, you're going to feel so much better. I promise. Okay. The third thing I do when I feel in a funk, sometimes I don't know what it is, you know, that put me in a funk. Sometimes I do, you know, usually, like I said, oftentimes it's PMS and that time of the month where I'm just like, ugh, moody and not my best. What always helps me is journaling. That's always been kind of like my thing. I've always enjoyed journaling. Get my thoughts out, things that are kind of weighing me down, things that are frustrating me, things that are annoying me, things that are driving me crazy right now, that are triggering. You know, honestly, I'll do an episode at some point about PMS, and I have a guest lined up that will be talking about our cycle and how we can use it to schedule our life so it serves us and, you know, instead of makes things more harder for us. But, what I can tell you, it does affect me. My PMS does affect me and it usually puts me kind of in a funk. And honestly, I either feel like I need to give someone a hug and a good cry or I just want to murder someone. I'm kind of like on the verge. It's like one or the other. And honestly, my kids drive me nuts and I feel so much more triggered and annoyed during that season. And I wish it wasn't like that, but it's like for like a few days before my cycle, that's what it's like. I'm just being honest here, okay? Anyways, let's come back to journaling. Journaling gets all of the thoughts that are in your brain out on paper. So all that negativity that's swirling in your brain, get it out on paper. It's a safe way to get it out. I journal almost every single day. It's part of my morning routine. Sometimes if the day was hard or heavy, I do it in the evening, something that's weighing me down. But it's like I'm getting it out of my brain and on paper, okay? That's how I process my thoughts. Okay, the next one is moving your body. You're moving your body is really, really good for your mental health. And especially if you get a chance to go outside in nature. Now, as I'm recording this, it is springtime here in Minnesota. Going outside for a walk, even if it's with your kiddos, put the kids in the stroller, have them ride a bicycle and just go outside. Maybe even have them play at the playground and just sit in nature and walk around the playground. Move your body. It is good for your physically. It's good for your mental health. Being in nature is just so good for you. Just breathe in that air. Close your eyes and then enjoy that nature. It will also really, really benefit you. The next one is talking to a safe person or a friend. You know, getting together with a friend. If you feel like you're in a funk and you just want to snap out of it, having a good time with a girlfriend, calling a friend and be like, hey, do you want to go out for dinner? Do you want to go grab some coffee? Asking your spouse or grandma or asking a friend of yours to watch your kiddos for a couple hours so you can get out and have some lunch with a friend will really benefit your soul. I promise you, you're going to feel better. And every time I go out with a friend and when we spend time together and we just chat and share what's going on in our hearts, it just always uplifts my mood. And I'm talking about a safe friend, a good friend, that one that when you walk away from spending time with them, you feel better internally. That's the kind of friends we need to have. And at some point, I'll do an episode about friendship and what kind of friends to look for and the importance of being a good friend, but not yet. It's coming in the future, mama. Hey, Mama, if you're listening to this episode and you are enjoying what you hear, please do me a favor, screenshot it and tag me on Instagram. Also, I would love for you to share this episode with another mama. If you're thinking of a friend that could benefit from this episode, please share it with her. That is how we spread the word and how I can support other moms. I am so glad that you're here. Anyways, let's get back to... All right, another thing that I do when I'm PMSing and I'm in a funk, I ask my husband to just give me a hug, and sometimes I just cry. I'm like, I just want to cry and I just want to hug for like a couple minutes. And it also helps you feel better. You're getting it out of your body and hugging a safe person. Sometimes if you don't have a spouse, maybe you have a pet, a dog or a cat that you can hug, and or a kid, one of your children that you can hug, who's a hugger, that you can just hold them. And holding someone safe, there's just something good to your soul when you do that, okay? The next one is listening to music. Listening to good music. Have you ever noticed that when you're sad, you listen to the words, and when you are happy, you listen to the tune or the melody of the music? Isn't it kind of funny? I've noticed that about myself. So listening to something that's uplifting and encouraging. I like worship music. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. So I listen to worship music, and that really helps me knowing that Lord is near to those who are hurting or those who are struggling, and just something just uplifting that really, really encourages me and like uplifts my mood. Okay. Another thing that I do is meditation. I've mentioned this here before in the episodes, and this is part of my morning routine. Sometimes in the middle of the day when I'm in a funk and I need to kind of reset, I will turn on some cartoons for my kids or send them outside if it's nice, and I will go to my bedroom and I will close the door. I will lay down on my bed. I close my eyes and I either turn on a meditation or just lay there in silence and take deep breaths and visualize myself in a peaceful, calm place. So what is the peaceful, calm place that comes to mind for you? When you think of peace and calm, what does it look like? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you touch? For me, it's on a beach at like Bora Bora, and I visualize myself walking into the calm waters and just floating in the water, and the sun shining on my face, and that peace and calm from God is just radiating through my body and pushing out all negativity and all the funk and filling my body with positive, calm, and peaceful energy. That's what I visualize. And I will actually, in my program, in my Be Less Stressed coaching program, I have meditations that are positive, that help you bring in positive energy and connect with God, and that help you connect with peace and calm. And it has positive affirmations, and it just really kind of resets you. They're short, they're not long, and it's just super, super calming. You feel so much better afterwards. The next thing that I do is EFT. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Emotional Freedom Technique. And it's like you do this tapping technique in different parts of your face and your body. So you start out on the top of your head, then it's like on the inside of your eyebrows, on the side of your eye, under your nose, on your chin, on your collarbone, and under your armpit. And those are like the EFT tapping places. And you say certain phrases or affirmations or mantras. And let's say if it's like something positive, so you have negative thoughts that are consuming you and you want to bring in some positive and calming energy, you can do, if you're a believer, you can do verses from the Bible, or I just do positive affirmations that I pull up on YouTube, and I do EFT tapping as I'm repeating some of those phrases, and that really helps me to get out of a funk. Or like they have affirmations for stress management, for peace and calm, and I will do eventually more of those, and I will add them to my program. But that is something that is really, really helpful for me to just kind of lift my energy and mood. The next thing that I do is I will take a bath and I read a book. It's very tempting to scroll through my phone, and I will sometimes take my phone in and I turn on some meditation music and I will read a book. And when I read a book and take a bath, I feel a lot better than if I would just scroll through social media, like 1,000 times better. Another thing that I do that I will mention here, there's a couple more, is praying. Being a believer, being a Christian, and that is a huge part of my life. I know I don't mention a lot about it here on my podcast, but I do connect with God on a regular basis. Every morning I read the Bible and I pray throughout the day. And when I feel heavy, sometimes in my journal, I will write kind of like a letter to God if something feels heavy and overwhelming. And I do that on a regular basis because it's part of my life. God is a friend of mine. He's someone that I come to when things feel overwhelming and out of my control. That's some things that I can't control in my life. I just have to surrender to Him and or share things with Him that I'm grateful for that He has given me. So that is definitely a huge part of my day and my life when I feel kind of negative. Also, decluttering. Decluttering, you know, like it is really good for our brain because when we see clutter, we also get more triggered, especially if you're highly sensitive. It does trigger our brain. It does increase our stress hormone. So decluttering will make you feel so much better. Have you ever like decluttered a drawer or a part of a bedroom and you're like, oh my gosh, and get rid of stuff or throw it away or donate it, drop it off? You feel so much lighter, so much better. Decluttering really, really helps me. And the last thing that I want to mention, so how many things did I mention? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, so 13. The last thing that I want to mention that I think will be really helpful for you is gratitude. You know, when we are in a negative funk, we focus on all the negative things that are going wrong in our life. It's only natural. I've been there many, many times. And the key is knowing how to support yourself to get out of it. And one of my favorite things that I do is saying gratitude and saying things that I'm grateful for. I have a gratitude journal that I write in every single morning when I do my morning ritual. And I write things that I'm grateful for. I am grateful for this moment of peace. I am thankful for the house that we live in, for a comfortable bed. I am so grateful for clean water to drink, for a dishwasher that I can use, for a washing machine and a drying machine. I am so thankful that I have family that lives nearby and that I have a good relationship with. I'm thankful that my kids are healthy. I'm thankful for my husband who is supportive and that we get along with. I am thankful for sunshine that is outside. There's always something to be thankful for because there's this quote, I think I already mentioned it. What we focus on expands. So it is really important to fill our minds with positive things. I'm not naturally a positive person. I'm naturally kind of a negative person. I have a lot of negative thoughts that creep in my mind on a regular basis. And I have to be so intentional to shift them and say positive affirmations because it helps me shift into a positive energy state. That helps me feel internally better. And then I am calmer, more present. I'm just, when I'm internally in a good place, I'm a better mom for my kiddos. I hope this was helpful, Mama, and you have a wonderful day. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.